You can read the Word, but when you have the revelation by the Holy Spirit, that Word becomes alive in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions. It enables you to cast down these mindsets, these strongholds, these imaginations that have you trapped in anxiety, fear, depression, offense, hatred.
When you have the love of God at the center of your life, you can live in perfect health. Join Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they discuss the keys to staying divinely healthy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and Jesus is Lord and doing well. Praise God, and so are we. Father, we just thank you for it. We give you praise and honor on this broadcast today. We have deep, heartfelt desire to know, to walk in, and understand things that will help us to bring blessing. Yes. And deliverance and healing to the people around us, wherever we are, whoever we are, to carry out your purpose in the earth. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. and Mary Colbert, let's go back over here where we were yesterday in the love of God. And let's pick up with that. He made a statement here in 1 John. You know, we were talking about when Jesus said, fear not. And then he said, he was talking about refusing to forgive. And then I remember he said, have faith in God. He wasn't suggesting you do that. He said, have faith in God. And when you stand praying, forgive. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I just don't see hardly how I can forgive them. Maybe over a period of time. Well, what kind of time? Well, I don't know. You know, it'll take months. You can't stand praying for months. He was talking about doing it right
then. Amen.
Right then. And doing it as an act of obedience and not this feeling emotional. When you feel better about it, well, then maybe No, he said, if you refuse to forgive, then you have set yourself up where your heavenly Father can't forgive you. Mm-hmm. You can't refuse to forgive without refusing forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do that. If you're receiving forgiveness, then you need to be forgiving.
Amen.
You can't divide it in half and separate it and choose the half you want because it's all one package. Well, but over here, where fear hath torment, the fear has the torment. Perfected or the practice of love casts or flushes out fear because fear hath torment. When the practice of love flushes out the fear, the torment goes with it. Now, the tormentor, we're talking about the devil himself, and every principality and power and ruler of darkness in this world. They're fear dependent. Without fear, they don't have anything to work with. For him to torment, the fear has to be there or he can't make the connection.
That's right. True.
Now, flip it over on the other side. Without the faith and the love, God can't make the connection.
That's right.
You're separating yourself from Him.
Right.
All right, let's follow that down just a little bit more. He that fears is not practicing love. Now go over to the 5th chapter, 18th verse, 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God. Now, Go back up over in that, that other chapter up there where it says, God is love. Mm-hmm. We know that whosoever is born of love sinneth not. The things that you do and the things that you say, when they are born of love, the sin isn't there. Well, neither is the torment.
Amen.
He can't get a handle on you. But get this other place. He that is born of love keeps himself as he do that. Well, what's this whole 1 John about, walking in the commandment of love? That's what this whole book's about.
That's right.
He that is born of love keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not.
Amen.
That means the curse can't get a hold on you. It doesn't have any, but you just too slick, brother. He can't get his hands on you. Think back about what Satan was so hacked off about where Job was concerned. What was his biggest deal with Job? He said to God's face, he's blessed.
Yes. Amen.
There's a wall around him. Oh, glory to God. He's blessed. That blessing wall is so powerful, he couldn't get through there. And that's what had him. What was the thing he used to get through? Fear.
Fear. Exactly. And anxiety.
That's how he penetrated it.
Sure.
And God didn't break it down. Job did. The thing that he said, the thing I feared, so greatly feared, come on me. He was practicing these sacrifices, said he did this continually, over and over. Instead of making that sacrifice, I'm turning my kids over to you, and I refuse to be afraid of where they curse God or not. I'm going to sleep, and if they go to hell, it's in your hands. I'm going to sleep.
Amen.
I'm casting all the care of this. That whole year that Job spent in just pure hell on earth never would have taken place.
Right. He got into anxiety and fear and just what if thinking, like what if my children die and they didn't offer sacrifice, so I need to offer that for them.
Over and over.
Fear is an activation and it does have creative power.
Fear, sure it does.
It does. It has creative power. And when people get a grip of realizing, but what is so powerful about feelings? Feelings are really good and they're really important and God's given us feelings. So when people begin to feel bad or feel scared or feel fearful, what Don teaches his patients is get in touch with your thought.
You're thinking negative somehow.
Your feelings is kind of a temperature of, well, what are you thinking?
It's a gauge of what you're thinking,
well,
negative
sure.
thoughts.
It has
so,
to be,
doesn't so, it? So feelings are a good thing. But you can either take it one way or the other. So if you're feeling fearful and you're feeling anxious, you have to stop and say, well, examine your thoughts. Well, what am I thinking about? Does it line up with God's word? Is my thoughts
his thoughts?
Put
those thoughts on trial. In other words, if you're feeling anxious, fearful, you've got to tune in. Just like when you tune into a radio station, you may hear a little static at first. You got to tune into your feelings. We have tens of thousands of thoughts every day. Some people say, researchers say, about 60,000 thoughts a day. That's a tremendous amount to be able to cast down, but you can tune into your feelings. When you're feeling bad, down, you're thinking negative thoughts that are programmed in your mind. So we have to put those thoughts on trial. We have to judge them.
They've gotten in your mouth somewhere or another.
Yeah, and then it's going to come out of your mouth.
It's
because
going to start coming
you
out
judge
out.
Them. Usually, if
Jesus said that you take the thought when you say it.
Yeah.
And you judge it according to, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. And you simply learn to cast down those thoughts that are contrary to
vain
his word. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
You've got a born again child of God has something the world doesn't have, and that's the mighty power.
Amen.
To cast that thing down and control his or her imagination.
Right.
Now, the world can't do that. Even when they realize that that's the problem, they can't do anything about it without the power of God.
Right. But what we found is if a person's stuck in fear and anxiety, they are thinking what-if thoughts. What if the future? They are literally have their faith in the negative. What if this happens to me? What if this happens to me? Like Job, he was thinking in what-if.
Their thoughts are not lining up with what God's Word says about them. It's just pure and simple.
My thoughts are higher than
your
thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways.
And you go back, and you've got to take time to get into the Word of God and find out what God's thoughts are. And one of the things we share with people as we travel around and minister in the churches is we encourage people to find a Word Faith church who is teaching the Word of God. Television is wonderful, and it's reaching people. Thank God for TV ministries. Amen. It's reaching people. Otherwise, it'd never be reached. But people have got to get back to the church. They forsake not the assembling of yourself. Word-based church who are teaching life.
Full of faith.
Because the assembly, you cannot forsake
the
assembly.
That's the most powerful thing on the face of the earth is the local church that's full of the Word of God. There's not anything any more powerful.
And a lot of people think that they can just watch TV and get ministered to and that can be their food. And I tell people when we speak, I say, let me tell you something. If television is your way of receiving your teaching from the Word of God, you're living on fast food. And you cannot live on fast food. You've got to get the meat of God's Word, get into the Word, and part is time alone with God in the Word and gathering with other saints and hearing what the Spirit of God is saying in each other's lives, encouraging and building up. It's all necessary. It's all necessary to find out what is God saying to the church. And Word-based churches, we need them. We need a lot more of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Build our faith up in the Word. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So we need that Word instruction and revelation. You can read the Word, but when you have the revelation by the Holy Spirit, that Word becomes alive in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions. It enables you to cast down these mindsets, these strongholds, these imaginations that have you trapped in anxiety, fear, depression, offense, hatred. All of these are thought disorders. And so it's so simple to learn how to tear these down just using God's Word to learn to recognize them. If a person's saying, what if, you are feeding fear and anxiety. If a person is saying, should, he should do this, he shouldn't do that, they are feeding the spirit of offense. If a person is saying, catastrophizing, this is horrible, this is terrible, this is the worst thing that could ever happen, they are awfulizing, and we should eliminate those words. Those are inflammatory words that feed fear and anxiety. Instead, it's unfortunate, small potatoes, it's nothing major. We should change our conversation, change our mindsets, change our thought processes. As I eliminate horrible and terrible and awful from my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. They're not in my vocabulary. They feed fear. They feed anxiety.
Only time you need to be using the word horrible is when it qualifies as a horror in the Word.
Yeah.
Otherwise, shut up using that to express yourself.
Amen.
Right. It's the same thing as using death to express yourself. Scared me to death. Well, it didn't. It did not. But you're using the word death, and Jesus said, let your word be yes and no.
Amen.
All else will proceed from evil. You're compounding the thing Satan will use, help me express this, Lord. He's a legalist. He don't care what you intended to say. Sure. He really doesn't know what you intended to say because he don't know your heart. But if it comes out of your mouth, he will take that word and whatever the dictionary says that word means, then he'll connect you with that.
Amen.
And somebody says, my goodness, wasn't that a fantastic sermon that they preached? Really? Now, I know what you intended to say. You're trying to compliment it. But Satan looks up the word fantastic. No truth, fantasy, fairy tale. Okay, I'll accept that. and he'll use it on
Amen.
You.
Mm. Amen.
And you continue to use his words. He'll do his best to stick that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, and you hear, I listen to people, if you listen to them long enough, they'll tell you where those roots are.
Yeah.
And when they're telling you, I just can't believe he said that. Well, I just can't believe that happened. Well, I just can't believe they did that. Well, I just can't believe. I just can't believe. I just can't believe. I just can't believe. I just can't believe.
I'm becoming an unbeliever.
And then he comes in and said, brother, I'm having the hardest time believing the word of God. Well, I don't doubt it. I am a believer.
Yes.
I can believe anything I decide to believe, and I can refuse to believe anything that I refuse to believe. If it's not in the word of God, I refuse to believe it.
Yes.
But when you're like that, you develop that, Satan can't handle you. And this is just stirring in me,
right,
that the spirit of fear, we know who the spirit of fear is. Scripture defines him. It's Satan.
Amen.
It's also the same being that is the spirit of Antichrist, the anointing.
Mm.
Well, it's the anointing that removes burdens and destroys
yokes.
They're one in the same personality. And fear connects you to the spirit of fear. Faith will connect you to the spirit of faith, who is the spirit of life, who is the anointing himself. So that right there ought to tell you where your words ought to be.
Well,
man, they come in, I really didn't mean it. Well, then quit saying it if you don't mean it.
Well, they're cursing themselves. Just like you remember in Mark 11, Jesus talks, sees a fig tree. It's got the leaves on it. He wants a fig. And it didn't bear any figs. He says, from this day forth, you shall bear no more figs. And the next day they come through and Peter says, look, the tree you cursed has dried up by its roots. Now, Jesus spoke negative of that tree. He didn't curse it. He didn't say, I curse you, tree. But what we're doing when we speak words like, I hate these vegetables, or I hate doing this, they are cursing themselves and they're cursing everything
about. And you license the author of hate to get involved with your food. No kidding.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And on the flip side of that,
my.
Is when you say, oh, I love my car. Oh, I love my house. Oh, I love my job. When you start loving things instead of people, you start getting out of the love that Jesus talked about.
He didn't give it to you to love. He gave it to you to enjoy.
To enjoy.
Well, you know what? I can see in my own life now, in dealing with this for so many years, my own physical health, the word is the word, and it's not my place to decide which word from God I'm going to do and which one of them I'm not.
Amen.
Well, I love tea. I love my new shirt. I love my car. Well, didn't God give me that? Yeah, but he didn't give it to me to love. What I'm seeing in my own life here is a degrading of the word love.
Yes.
Amen.
And
it
we
is.
Were talking about these words and how important they are.
Right.
Amen.
God is love. And to just sling love around, I just love this, I don't love
it
that.
Devalues
I hate
love.
This, and I don't hate that. And in your own thinking, you've degraded it.
Right.
But when you begin to realize, hey, this is God I'm talking about, I don't have any business using my mouth in ways that are not becoming to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave me my car to enjoy, and I do enjoy it, and I'm so grateful for it, and I thank you for it. I do enjoy it, but I love God, and I love his people, and I love his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Then the word love begins to take on stature.
Yes.
That's when it energizes my spirit, man.
Mm. Amen. Now, that's why the church doesn't understand love. They don't understand the one commandment we have to follow. And this one commandment hang all the law and the prophets, the love commandment. But they think it's loving objects, things. It's not. It's loving people, and it's the character of love, as 1 Corinthians 13 tells us. Love is patient. So you practice patience. Love is kind, so you practice kindness. It doesn't envy, it doesn't exalt itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes
everything
all things.
Everything you said is exalting, isn't it? You're coming up higher. You can't say those things. Well, I could just sense it as you're saying them. It's lifting. Love lifting me. You're going,
Amen.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens when we enter into His love and not man's view and definition of love. Man's definition of love is, I love my car, I love my home, you know, I love
or
my
I
wife,
love
or romantic love.
Or I love you until I don't feel like loving you
or
anymore.
Or I love you until you hurt me.
Yeah.
Or I love you and as long as you cook my meals and wash my clothes and you're in bed every night with me.
Well, that really isn't love at all.
That's not love. That's not the agape love, the love that Jesus commanded us to practice.
I can see in just in our conversation, and this is growing up in me, I can see as I develop and make the inseparable connection with love and God, that God is love. And I'm talking about this consuming love of fire. Oh, I heard a message. Joseph Prince preached a message on the love of God that just absolutely stirred me up.
Awesome.
He's talking about the difference between Peter and John. Peter was doing his best to love Jesus, and John recognized how much Jesus loved him. And when you major in how much God loves me, oh my goodness. He loved me anyway, you know. The grace and the love of God. I don't see why God loved me. Well, then just shut up and receive it.
John was so proud of it. He always said,
so
the disciple
loved.
Whom the love.
Well,
and
that,
he wanted to make sure.
He had a revelation of God's love.
That was his confession.
I know it.
And his revelation.
The disciple that Jesus Amen. Loved. Amen. This was on his heart and his mind. He wasn't saying it because of trying to exalt himself, but he... Uh-huh. It overwhelmed him, and he saw it, and he kept saying it. And Peter was always at a standoff, and John was in there close. And this is what Brother Prince was talking about.
Yeah.
When you're trying to love God, you can't get near as close as you can when you realize how much He loves you.
Praise God.
Oh, man. But it's in those words.
Yes.
In those words. When you begin to connect God and the word love in your own thinking and consciousness, and we're out of time again. My goodness. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the Health and Fitness Package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes 2 powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet, For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
You need to get your hands on this. I can do this diet. Praise God. Can do thinking. You're going to really enjoy this because he's got it all listed out here. This is so cool. Stinking thinking on this side and can do thoughts on this side. I hate myself. Standing out in front of the mirror and said, I ain't even going to say that. That's the reason you need to get a hold of material like this and find out what the word roots to these things, and then this helps you get started going in it. You're going to be shocked at how quickly the Spirit of God and the Word of God will go to work, and it won't be long until these things are producing in your life. God's no respecter of persons. It is His plan for you to be well and prosperous. So get in here and do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad you did this, man. This is good stuff. Listen, let's pray about this right now. I know some of you have been under a lot of pressure because the very emotions we're talking about have gotten stirred up in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray the very peace of God on you. The Word desires you to be peaceful. We desire for you to be peaceful. Jesus desires for you to be peaceful. So it's the devil that wants you out of peace and to stay mixed up in this stuff. Well, we rebuke you, Satan. Get your hands off of God's property right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, you say it out loud, God loves me. God loves Kenneth. Whoa! You say it, God loves me, and stick your name in there because He so loved you that He gave Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, we got a lot of stuff that are going on around. We got fabulous meetings and all of these things. Go to kcm.org and get involved in everything that's going on in our lives and ministries. And we've got links here that'll take you right over to Doc's website and all of that. I tell you, God has got a lot of stuff put together to help you. We got a 24-hour prayer line, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. People are here to pray for you. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on The Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Tell people what you practice, you become. If you practice being impatient and rude and angry, if you practice being an angry person, you're going to be an angry person.